Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Welcome back to KEXP's Running Podcast. I'm John Richards, KEXP's morning show host, an avid runner, and here to make sure you get your run on today. This is your post-pandemic running playlist and the first of many in 2021. And like a lot of others listening to this right now, you may just be now building up your base to maybe run outside more, get in some kind of summer shape after a very long pandemic, or like me, have finally signed up for a race this year. I'm going to return to the first place I ever ran a marathon this fall. Going to run a marathon down in Portland. I cannot wait. Now remember, be very kind to yourself. Don't get down on your running. Don't overdo it if you've been taking it easy, and make sure to schedule plenty of days to rest your body. With that being said, you're not listening right now to rest, so let's get started. You'll never come back from a run thinking, "I wish I hadn't done that." So I'm glad you decided to run today. Let's go.
Money, 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 money.
That was Bicep with Sundial, Sophia Cortices with La Perla, and Gidge with New Light, getting off the Running Podcast on the right foot. I want to thank Brooks Running for sponsoring these podcasts. They remind you to run happy, and so do I. And one way to keep motivated is to think of those who can't lace up and be out here with us right now. Think of someone who's unable to run or someone you've lost, and that should put you in this moment. Running is about being in the moment. You are in that moment that others aren't able to be in right now. So run for them and you'll help run for yourself. This is Amen Dunes with Blue Rose.
Been in and out sort of fella, and my mind gets to roaming, I guess. But when I'm far away, I can still see that day and you in that little white dress. Remember that flat tire out on Route 41? We had a thong ride in the rain. And when we went swimming naked in your old man's pond, drunk and singing Sweet Jane. Miles of empty skies and over winding streets so complete and long. When I close my eyes, I always see your face, I hear your voice, I'm almost home. Those long bus station nights, always checking flights, wrapped up in my sleeping bag beneath the city lights. Another rest stop, another toll, another time zone, another bowl. Miles of empty skies and never winding streets, so incomplete and long. When I close my eyes, I always see your face, I hear your voice, I'm alone. Across the water, longing to be warm. You're my shelter from danger, my anchor in the storm. But it's hard to set down some roots when you always got mud on your boots. When you always got mud on your boots. Miles of empty skies and never winding streets, so incomplete and all alone. When I close my eyes, I always see your face. I hear your voice. I'm
I wanna hold you back.
Quivers, Always Happy, Always a Good Running Song, Hold You Back, Gary Louris with Almost Home, and again, Amen Dunes, any song from their full length is just great to run to. Now, your challenge from me to you is to run a race this year. There are plenty of virtual races and races you can do on your own. And hopefully, if you're vaccinated and like me, looking forward to a race in person this fall, a 5K, a 10K, a half, or a full sign up, right now, as crazy as that might seem, visualize being in that collective mass outside and all heading in one direction. Plus, we need things to look forward to get us through these long days. Let me know what race you're going to be doing and hit me at john@kexp.org, and I'll try to shout out you and the race you'll be running in the next podcast. Again, when you get done running, write me. Don't do it now. john@kexp.org.
to this end. I had a true friend, she wasn't pretend. There's no start to this end. I'm a ticket, generation. Give me this ticket, the gap is open. I'm a ticket, generation. Give me this ticket, the gap is open. There's a cliche, sat in a plane with nothing to do. It's always sick games in the end. Always sick games in the end. Friend, she wasn't pretend. There's no start to this end. I had a true friend, she wasn't pretend. There's no start to this end. I'm a ticket, generation. Give me this ticket, the gap is open. I'm a ticket, generation. Give me this ticket, the gap is open. There's a cliche, starting a plane with nothing to do. It's always sick games in the end. Always sick games in the end.
Working Men's Club, that's called X, Cold Cave in there, and Yacht Scene with Knives. As we're running, let's talk about pacing. If you're trying to hit a set pace, hey, that's great. But if this is a chill run, or if you're starting to run for the first time, or the first time in a long time, this is the pace I want to challenge you with. The pace is called forward. Remember, forward is a pace. It's not on your watch, it's not on a training plan, but every inch you move forward is a pace you should be proud of. Right before this podcast, I went running to inspire me, and it was a terrible run. It was one of those runs where nothing went right. I had to slow way down. I was mad because I had a pace. And then ironically, I was late getting back to record this podcast, and it's just the perfect, perfect way to talk to you about pacing and moving forward. Look, I moved forward. I got it done. It wasn't my best run. It wasn't my worst run, but you know what it was? It was a run. Here's a Clockworks. Feels so real. This will get you moving and whatever pace you're running at.
The city's the sun. over bottle tops, skip round syringes. Trolleys in the river and gates off the hinges. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. Yeah. It feels so, and it feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. Yeah. It feels so real. And a 20-foot sign says you'll never find love. You'll never find love. No, you'll never find love until you buy these gloves. And through a chink in the night, the last of the light hits your delicate face, I'll smile. I'll smile. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. It feels so, and it feels so real to me. Yeah, it feels so real to me. It feels so real to me. Yeah, feels so real to me.
The truth was sold, that's where the trail goes cold. My shoulders shudder at the thought of puffing my chest out as I walk home alone. Under the arches, there's this bloke with a car boot full of stolen phones, knock-off cologne and mint carcasses. They're mint condition from Selfridges, mate. I see arsonists with business rates etched on the back of empty matchboxes, and police officers getting their truncheons polished off in the bushes, wondering what all the fuss is about and what I'm looking at. But if looks could kill, my vacant gaze wouldn't even pierce the skin. I'm not lazy, ambition's just something I've no interest in. At least when I meet my maker, I'll embrace all my mistakes as I descend into the bowels of hell with a beating grin on my face.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse. We're skeptic due to how the media have depicted you. Though getting to know you better, we clicked and so we stuck together. Turning the corner of the burning cenotaph, but those coppers clocked us, stopped us and shook us up and down with no grounds to and no due process. They started discussing whether to let us off for doing nothing, or maybe pop us for looking like we might be hiding something. And the radio buzzed in. Thank God I bought you enough time not to get shot.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
It's a never-ending cycle of abuse.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
I had the blues and I can't shake them loose.
Dark days.
Never-ending cycle of abuse.
Bachelor, Stay in the Car, Yard Act, Dark Days, Clockworks, Feel So Real, Keeping the Pace Up right now. And really appreciate you listening and downloading these podcasts. Let everyone you know about the Running Podcast. Huge shout out to Brooks Running for sponsoring these podcasts. I've been running in their ghosts that I just love. So I appreciate Brooks keeping me running and keeping these podcasts going. And of course, everybody who donates to KXP. Make sure you tune into the morning show as well. Always motivating each and every morning, 7 to 10 Seattle time. Check the archive. It's a little like this podcast. It's kind of inspirational. I remind you, you're not alone. And a quote I love to think about and to say out loud that I can't say on the show, not you're not alone, but this one. This shit is hard. Remember that quote. This run, it's hard. Starting to run, that shit is hard. Life shit is hard. You may think you're alone in this, in your struggle. I totally get it. I feel that sometimes. Even alone in running to deal with your struggle, you may seem like you're the only person doing it. But I can tell you, the guy playing the music and keeping you company right now, I struggle because this shit is hard. Accept that, keep running, and prove to yourself you can do this. You can keep running, you can keep challenging yourself, and you can keep making yourself feel better. You have every right to do that. This shit is hard. Thank you for listening. Keep running, and you are not alone. This is called Stand for Myself from YOLA.